Our God is a jealous God. What does it mean when one says, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy? Does it mean one is moved with envy to defend what one believes belongs to oneself? Does it mean one is moved with a spirit of covetousness or with a desire to have what someone else has? Worse more, does it mean one is moved to such a degree as to engage in punitive zeal, that is, the zeal that inflicts punishment on others? On the contrary, in fact, when the Apostle Paul said, For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ, he was operating in the position of being the friend of the bridegroom, that is, Jesus, and was moved with godly jealousy to educate the bride, the church, to be prepared to meet their bridegroom. Paul was moved with jealousy, with a zeal for the gospel, and with a view to stirring his fellow nationals to a sense of their need and responsibilities regarding the same. Not only was he moved to save the lost Gentiles, but also was moved to inspire those who should have been engaged in the same work. This jealousy that Paul has comes from above, not from the world. Likewise, Jesus is jealous. He is zealous in his watchful vigilance over us, that we might love no other gods. He says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killeth the prophets, and stoneth them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Jesus is jealous, because God says, Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Jesus was jealous when he told the five foolish virgins, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Finally, this jealousy that Paul had and the jealousy that Jesus has is the same jealousy that comes from above, comes from God, who calls himself jealous. God says, For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Our time, talents, treasures, and motives should be examined such that our God holds first place in every aspect of our life. When we put God first, we become friends of God, but to love the world is to become God's enemy. Friendship of the world tends to breed envy. The Spirit of God that dwells in us helps us to develop a very different character trait, contentment. When we realize that we do not deserve any gift or blessing from God, we should never envy those blessings which God has bestowed upon another. If Christians in general would be content with the honor that God gives to others, if we would take heed to give no provocations to our fellow Christians, if we would cease from envying those who God bestows honor or favor, we should soon be on our way to having a jealousy like God.